My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We are loaded, and across from me, the smiling, jubilant, I'm going to go with jubilant, face of Jonathan Peterlin. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I didn't think of a really good descriptive word to set you up there. I hope jubilant was good enough.
No, it was great. It was, I was smiley just because right before we went on, I smiled. Is that what happened there?
Smiling is your favorite. You've been saying that for a while.
I enjoy smiling.
So, yes, that, and we just had a weird exchange where
you stared at me.
We were pantomiming each other in some weird way.
I felt like you were giving off, like, I'm trying to tell you something vibes, and I was like, I'm not picking up on anything that's going on right now.
Okay, what's wild about that is I gave you those vibes because you had taken one headphone on, and I'm like, if he's going to take one headphone out, I'm going to take one headphone out because I'm going to match his energy here, because that's what we're doing. Hey, the Guardians lost. That sucked, but we got a lot to get into on that. Obviously, the Browns are still a dumpster fire. They're not going anywhere. We're going to get some Browns talk here. Got a lot of Guardians talk, though, today, reacting to game one. We got to get you ready for game two of the ALCS tonight. And I do want to start here. That I think if your takeaway from game one is the Guardians are cooked in this series, or, oh gosh, it's going to be hard, I think we watched a different game last night, no matter the fact that they lost or not.
I'm surprised that seems to be the reaction today. It didn't fit. And you know me, I like to hop in on other places and see what they're saying. Yankees fans all morning, and every show I listen to, they think last night was an absolute dumpster fire for themselves, and they're not too far off. They were 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Boone mismanaged the back end of his bullpen like you wouldn't believe. Didn't go to his true 7-8-9. And there were many upset Yankees fans today, which tells me we're in a pretty good spot. Like that wasn't a game that the Yankees did Yankees things against us. We just kind of shot ourselves in the foot.
I do think last night proves that if you just strike a bunch of people out, people thought you did a good job. Like, when it comes to Luke Weaver, he mowed him down. He's got 5 Ks. You had opportunities in both situations where bad at bats. He didn't pitch his way out of anything. The Guardians swung their way out of that game, or in the case of Stephen Vogt, managed their way out of that game at parts. So my confidence actually grew with last night because, okay, you got to start beating the Guardians. You got to start beating the Yankees. But you have to do the easiest thing in the world. You have to stop beating yourself first.
And that's exactly what's happening.
That's pretty simple. Stephen Vogt has to be a little more with it. I think guys have to stop swinging at everything, especially out of the zone. The simple fixes get you the win last night, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, think about the big third inning that everyone's discussing. You know how many hits the Yankees had in that inning?
One.
One, and it was the home run. That was it. You had one hit in the whole entire inning. We're talking about that inning as if it was like if you're golfing and you put up like a 12 on the scorecard. You know what I mean? Just an absolute blow-up hole. We're talking about that inning being that, a blow-up inning. You allowed one hit.
Also, why did Steven Vogt act like he didn't know that was a possibility with Alex Cobb last night?
Like, well, okay. All right. We need to have a conversation about that as well, because
I had no idea this guy who's only pitched 15 innings was going to go in game one of the ALCS.
What did I tell you before the ALDS game? I'm like, the guy hasn't pitched in 5 weeks, and he's only pitched in 3 games all year, and everyone's just acting like this is the assumed role that he's going to have. And it's like, it's wild to me that he started game one, and not nearly as many people were bringing up that side of things.
So the starting of the game one is not the issue for me. The starting of the game one is fine, but if you're going to have a quick hook, how can you not have two plans? Hey, here's my plan if Alex Cobb can go 5 innings and 90 pitches. And here's mine if he gets into real trouble and I have to have a quick hook on him.
Right.
Not because of performance, but because of health, which is what yesterday became about. Initially, we thought it was about the blisters. Then it became apparent. I think it was everything. I think it was the hip freezing up on him.
They said hip at the end of it, but yeah.
And by the way, who knows if that's even being honest.
Right, for sure. They can just tell you anything.
He might have just been bad and didn't have it.
Which is a thing that does happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of... And listen, I think it's probably why players love playing for the Guardians, because they do give you that. But, like, I'm not even mad at Cobb.
No, but the signs were easy, though, that he didn't have it, though. This is like... It's like your buddy going on a date with a girl, and it's like, she's giving you all the signs that she's into you, and he still misses it. That's what happened with Vogt last night with Alex Cobb. Like, runners on first and second in the first inning. First two runners on. He gets out of the jam. Great. But you still had two runners on in that inning. Second inning, same situation. You have runners on first and second. You got the force out. But, like, how many more runners do you need on before we know that he just doesn't have it today?
All right. Alternative hypothesis here. I would have let Alex Cobb face another batter. Then even going into the thing, going with Joey Cantillo. Like, you, I texted you.
But Cantillo's not the call there, though.
I copy and pasted to, like, the same tweet to, like, four people. Big moment for Cantillo here. The implication
was... That was a copy and copy on pasta? That
yeah,
was
I'm
you
sorry.
Copy and pasted that?
I'm sorry.
I felt very special.
Well,
I'm like,
special.
Oh, Nick's texting me here. We're going to get this... we're going to get an in-game text thread going between me and you.
But it got it going. Like, you gotta give me credit for that. I wanted that dialogue with you.
Maybe part of me understood it was a mass text, because I don't think my responses were that great, if I'm being honest. I think I gave you mass text response.
I think your responses were better than Steven Vogt's responses last night. And can we just have this conversation? Guys, Steven Vogt can have a bad game, or in this case, back-to-back bad games, and it doesn't mean we have to say that Steven Vogt isn't a good manager.
For sure.
No, he just made the wrong decisions, and that sucks, but like, we continue to come back to this. The Guardians beat themselves last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Cantillo had no business. You're talking about a high-leverage situation with a guy who, what, two appearances from the pen this year?
Yeah, well, one in the regular season against the Royals, and then one in the LDS against the Tigers. And then a Tigers game, remember, it was a 3-0 game in the eighth inning. There was no stakes attached to that at all.
Yeah, I want one of two things in that spot. I want experience, or I want command. Joey Cantillo has neither of those things.
You should have seen the reaction from some of my national baseball pundits that I like to read and take information from and everything, because they were flabbergasted.
Yeah.
They were like, I can't believe it. A guy with an ERA near 5, rookie pitcher, all these type of things, and you're going to throw him in there in that spot?
It was confounding. If you just flip Avila and Cantillo, the game's totally different. Because that kid was just not ready for that moment.
If we're going to do this right now, why in high leverage situation like that, bases loaded, I don't know why people aren't thinking bigger. Why isn't Heron in that moment? Why aren't you putting? I know you wanted lefties. That's why I'm saying a lefty out there in general, because you had to have it stacked. That's kind of what he was doing there. Like, you got to get out of that inning, Nick.
You want to know the
true
answer?
He got greedy. Well, Vogt got greedy.
I don't think he got greedy. I think he said, "I'll win this game if this game comes to us. But I'm not going to chase this game." Like, that's all yesterday was.
No, I mean, you have to throw your big dogs there. Like Heron's got to be the guy. He gets out of every jam. He's been sensational. Like, I mean, what are we doing?
I think we made a clear and definitive choice last night, going into last night, where the importance of the first two games were. And I think they told you with conserving the bullpen in game one that they see game two as more winnable. And I disagree.
Against Gerrit Cole?
I think it is Gerrit Cole versus your best pitcher. And I think Gerrit Cole is probably an easier win for you than it is Rodon. I mean, Rodon is a guy who
I'm sure Tito said the same thing in game four of the 2022 series
too
as well.
Soon.
We saw how that went, Tito.
Too soon. All right, well, he's no longer here. He's in Cincinnati.
To Cincinnati. I yelled right to the Skyline Chili.
Do you have a problem with them saying to themselves, "We're if we win this game, cool. But I'm not going to bend over backwards to win this game.
No, that's a disastrous game plan, Nick. Okay. Absolutely disastrous. You have to go out there and set the tone against the Yankees. You have to let the Yankees know, one, that you're not intimidated by the pinstripes. You're not intimidated by who they think they are. And that you're a team that can come out and play. They didn't show that last night in any stretch of it. But, like, the Cantillo thing is going to blow my mind. If that was his logic, Nick, that's awful.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think the team did show you that they were. The moment was too big for them last night.
I wondered if we're going to get if Cantillo could have, his press conference could have just been copy and pasting Jared Allen, the lights are too bright.
Yeah. I think they probably knew that, which is why maybe they felt more comfortable taking a softer approach to game one, is let the team get into this, let them feel that pressure, let them feel the lights are a little brighter, let them play in front of New York and understand you still have game two. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I at least understand that logic of, hey, this is going to be a huge moment for them. I think you saw even the Detroit series outside that first inning, the fifth inning, it took the team a minute to warm up in Detroit. I think it was a calculated decision. And again, it's a hedge bet. It only works if you win tonight.
With the ALDS game one, obviously you had a 5-run first inning and then it just kind of, that was it. You were off to the races.
Well, but there were moments where if you started to look later as that game went on, and certainly into game two, chasing things.
Well, and then we got the 20 innings of not scoring a run thing.
And so I think this was, hey, we've got 7 games here. I think we know we match up with these guys well. I think the win last night is you got into their bullpen early, so all of a sudden maybe you get a little bit more of that because Rodon really started to fall apart, sixth inning last night?
Yeah.
So I think you got into their pen too. I don't think you sacrificed any of your pen that matters. Like the Cantillo stuff over Lively, missed me with it.
It's just an awful philosophy if that's how they approached it.
Well, if they don't win tonight, it sure will be.
Yeah, I mean, you're down 2. If you go down 2-0, it's not impossible as we know, but like you go down 2-0, that's, you are behind the eight ball in a big time way.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, I think...
And the Yankees didn't play great. I mean, think about it. There was one hit. One hit they had in that inning. You got 4 walks and 2 wild pitches. Like, that's not... The Yankees didn't do anything. They didn't Bronx bomb you to death. They didn't just hit a bunch of home runs and call it a day. They didn't do anything.
So the two culprits, and I don't want to play the blame game because, again, the world's not over. Like, yesterday sucked.
I felt encouraged, honestly, at the end of the game. I did feel encouraged. Because you can beat that team. I know you can beat that team.
But vote has to be smarter about when he picks and chooses guys like Cantillo, and certainly Will Brennan, another thing we'll get to. And the other thing is, Guardians guys have to just be smarter. Don't swing at obvious balls. Like, Rodon is not Scooble. He's not some pitch-tunneling machine where you can't pick up, oh, the little differences between this pitch and that pitch.
He is a swing-and-miss pitcher, though. I mean, you got to give him his credit.
He is, but that's why you can't swing at balls. And you did it far too often, and there's a few names we're going to call out today. But if you just tighten up on those things, I think you win tonight. Even with, maybe the fifth-best pitcher in baseball on the mound tonight? You got to Scooble, you can get to Cole.
I don't know. I don't know about Gerrit Cole right now. Obviously, he won the Cy Young last year. He's been a different pitcher this year, though. It's injuries. He's coming back from things. But he's been a different pitcher. This is not the same Gerrit Cole. Definitely not the same one that we saw a couple years ago in the postseason.
216-474-0092. Did you lose any confidence in the Guardians last night? We do have Brett Boone, Odyssey MLB Insider, coming up at 240. Lauren Gardner, MLB Network host and reporter. She's at 320. We've got Albert Breer at 520 of the MMQB. But as we get started here, Nick Wilson, JP, the question we're asking you guys is, did you lose confidence in the Guardians last night? I think JP and I both came away a little bit more confident because the Guardians beat themselves. Meredith, you got something for us real quick?
I do. I've got some breaking news over here from Ian Rappaport. The Bills are trading for Browns wide receiver Amari Cooper, sending a third-round pick in the swap.
Man, bleep the Browns. Wow. I just want to talk Guardians today.
We got one Guardian segment out.
this is just textbook Cleveland Browns. Wow. Like, you got a day off. Stay off my Tuesday, man.
I guess they're telling you what they think about the season, huh?
Yeah. I think they're telling you what they think about Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper is no longer a Cleveland Brown. Huzzah, or this is a nightmare. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app